obviously, the off season, you'll sit down with your family, your representation, you'll pray on it, and come to what you guys will do next year. But right now, after playing today's game, in your gut, where do you feel like you'll be playing quarterback next year?
Appreciate the question. I understand the question, but I'm not in a position right now to even give you an answer. I need to catch my breath. You know, we'll have plenty of time. The league set up in a way that we have a lot of time to make those decisions, and I'll use all the time that I can, be very thorough and diligent. But I need to catch my breath, and we'll have a conversation on Friday in Fairfax, you know, with a group of fans of the radio show, and be able to, you know, communicate a little more in depth, a little more time, you know, where my head's at, and kind of debrief from this season.
Kirk, on a couple of those interceptions, did you feel like you forced the issue? And then also, if you did, in a game like that where you got to get something going, like, what's the fine line you walk there between being more aggressive and then punting again?
Right. I think the short answer is yes, I was aggressive. And the first interception was really, you know, a protection issue where, you know, I sent the line, you know, tried to really have an educated guess as to where the pressure was coming from, ended up being incorrect. So they had a free runner. And knew I was hot and had to get rid of the ball. And my quick element was Josh on the one-step slant there, the now route. And, you know, in hindsight, should have just thrown it as cleats because, you know, I got myself in a bad situation and shouldn't have made it worse. The second interception was just a, you know, play-action pass where typically I would just check it down. But for whatever reason in the moment, I was just too aggressive and tried to go down the sideline. And, you know, I knew I didn't want to put it too far out there for Ryan because there was a safety over the top. So I left it short intentionally, but when you do that, you know, Ryan's not ready to come back for the ball like that. And so, and put, not to mention the DB then had a position and kind of boxed him out, and it was hard for Ryan to be able to break the play up, and the DB made a nice play. And then the last one, you know, we just moved out of the pocket, and I think that was a situation where I was just trying to be aggressive and manufacture something at a point in the game where it felt like if I wasn't going to try to start forcing it, that it was going to be hard to move the football. But, you know, it is what it is.
Weather was the same for both teams, obviously. How much of a factor was that in either team really being able to get a lot of offense going in the conditions?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm sure the conditions, you know, affected it to some degree. But like you said, it's the same for both teams. And, you know, we were still able to throw and catch at times. We just didn't do it consistently enough for whatever reason.
How did some of the struggles early down and distance affect you guys in terms of never being able to truly find a rhythm throughout the game? I know you've talked about that quite a bit in the past.
Yeah, you know, there were so many plays. I don't know if there was a consistent theme throughout the game of why we didn't get it going, but the fact of the matter was we never really got it going. You know, combination of reasons, but was just disappointed with the fact that we never really found a rhythm and, you know, couldn't really get going.
Kirk, there was a pass to Vernon Davis that it looked like either you overthrew him or he broke off the route or there was a miscommunication. Can you tell what happened there?
Yeah, they played a brackets coverage where they're doubling a couple receivers and everybody else is pretty much singled up in zero coverage. And, you know, I went to Jameson, but he was doubled, and then my eyes went to Vernon. And with no middle safety, for some reason, instinctively, I just felt, you know, that I wanted to take him over the top, especially when I saw DRC kind of in his back hip. But in hindsight, I should have brought him flat across the field like he was running the route. Just spur of the moment, my instinct was to, you know, put it over the top with no safety. But on that route, you know, he was right to break it across and, you know, should have thrown him flat. And that's one of those plays you're frustrated with because, you know, had you brought him flat, had he caught it, there's really nobody left. If he can outrun DRC, I don't know that he would do that, but if he could, you know, it's a touchdown. So those are the plays you feel like you were there, you read it right, you saw it right, and you just, you know, instinctively put it in a spot that, in hindsight, it should have been a different spot. So,
Kirk, irrespective of your decision or what happens with you next year, what do you see in this offense to build on for next year? Can you put some meat on the bones of that?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, again, right now to kind of sit down and talk about big picture and all that, but I'll try you know, with the injuries, I think the silver lining was we developed some younger players, so there'll be greater depth next year, more experienced players than you would otherwise have if our starters had stayed healthy. We also picked up a lot of players through the process as we put more guys on IR that I was very impressed with. I think you saw what Bibbs could do again today, a lot of catches, and he can run hard. He plays well, so he's kind of a pickup that you're excited about going forward, of some things he could do potentially and give you some depth. I think that's maybe a couple of things that pop up, but I felt like our defense really played well down the stretch of the season, and I think that's a positive. And we just have to continue to develop young players. We got to have young players come along to a level where, you know, they go from being good contributors to Pro Bowl type players, and I think that can really be the difference for us.
Kirk, week 17 last year, lost to the Giants. Week 17 lost this year, lost to the Giants. And in both games, it seems like the Redskins start kind of flat. How does that happen? How do you guys get out there, and do you feel that's the case?
Did we start flat in both games? You know, yes, I think is the answer. But is there a correlation or a connection? I don't think so. We don't start flat in terms of not coming ready to play. It just they made a couple plays that were, or we made a few mistakes that then lead to a flat start. But, I had a great week of practice, was feeling really confident coming into the game, and was ready to go. So that's where it's always hard to predict what's going to take place until you play the game, and that's why you got to go out and play the game, because, I felt good about it, but it just didn't come together for us.